This country is becoming more diverse, yet some schools remain highly segregated by race, by ethnicity, or the student's socioeconomic status. This is according to the U.S. Government Accountability Office. NPR's Sequoia Carrillo reports on persistently segregated schools.
The GAO looked at enrollment and segregation during the 2020-2021 school year, a period when the U.S. population as a whole was more diverse than ever, and yet 14% of students were in schools where more than 90% of their classmates were of a single race or ethnicity.
What that means is that you have large portions of minority children not only attending essentially segregated schools, but schools that have less resources available to them.
That's Jackie Nowicki, a director at the GAO and lead author on the report. She says the findings are cause for concern and that a lot of factors are at play here.
And they paint a rather dire picture of the state of schooling for a segment of the school-age population that federal laws were designed to protect.
There isn't just one reason this is the way the school system looks. But to understand it more, Nowicki says, we have to not just look inside schools, but around them.
There is clearly still racial division in schools, which is not surprising. Schools are a microcosm of their communities.
70% of U.S. students attend their neighborhood's public schools, and past practices like redlining have created racially segregated neighborhoods.
There are historical reasons why neighborhoods look the way they look. And, you know, some portion of that is because of the way our country chose to encourage or limit where people could live.
Though the 1968 Fair Housing Act outlawed housing discrimination on the basis of race, housing segregation is still widespread. The GAO found little improvement since a similar report in 2016. One disturbing trend was a practice called district secession. It's when schools break away from an existing district, often citing a need for more local control, to form their own new district. It's happened in places like Tennessee, Alabama, and Maine. And when it happens, the report finds, segregation deepens.
Virtually always, you end up with a district that is significantly whiter and wealthier than the ones left behind.
That's Congressman Bobby Scott, a Virginia Democrat who chairs the House Education Committee. He also commissioned both the 2016 report and this latest one.
Slowly but surely, we've regressed to the point where we're about as bad as it was in the 1960s.
But Scott doesn't think all is lost. He's proposed two bills. One would provide funds for district-level desegregation efforts, and the other would hold schools more accountable for meeting federal regulations. But with a deeply divided Congress in an election year, it's unlikely there'll be much improvement anytime soon. Sequoia Carrillo, NPR News.